Tom Ridge's book provides some detail of arguments inside the Bush administration at its highest levels. It's not unusual for books and articles to document disagreements that were publicly dismissed or belittled as they were underway. Journalist and author Ron Suskind did it in an Esquire article about John DiIulio, the Bush White House advisor on faith-based initiatives. Suskind also wrote The Price of Loyalty about Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who was fired over policy differences, and also The 1% Doctrine about the Bush administration's policies after 9/11, and Ron Suskind joins us now from Boston. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
You've interviewed a lot of people who were on the losing side of some big policy debate or put off by the way decisions were being made. One thing they don't seem to do is say, I'm against what's going on, I quit. Why not?
You know, I think the ethos of sports still defines mostly a men-dominated environment in the executive branch and public life. The question is, are you a team player or not? In fact, if they get on the wrong side of that, they may not be asked to join a team in the future. And I think that abides for very many of these senior officials.
Two people you've written about over the years, Paul O'Neill and Colin Powell, Secretary of State in the first Bush administration, both outsiders within the cabinet.
It was interesting. You know, they're the senior-most appointee, certainly, of the Bush presidency at the start, Powell, Secretary of State, O'Neill, Treasury Secretary. And what was interesting is that early on, I think they both realized that they weren't actually being relied upon for their careful, what they thought, judicious counsel. Both of them sort of said, I was more there as cover. And they had discussions through 2002, which I think were quite revealing. They called it the longboat analogy. O'Neill, as he phrased it, is that Powell and he, one in foreign and one in domestic, were kind of in a longboat and jamming the oars. Everyone was rowing one way, and they were, well, jamming the oars for everybody. And I think they both agree that that was very difficult to do, meeting after meeting. But they both felt that that was part of their job. But at the end of the day, I think O'Neill's position was, and he said this to Powell, I think in not so many words, but all but, that, you know, if the boat goes downstream far enough, if you're in that boat, you are of the boat. And you got to jump out if you're to preserve your character and your sense of right and wrong.
I want you to talk a bit about John DiIulio, whom you interviewed for Esquire. You quoted him describing the Bush White House staff, who politicized everything, he said, as a bunch of Mayberry Machiavellis. The article was published, but DiIulio actually apologized or retracted in some way what had been said.
Well, what DiIulio more or less did, he said, I'm sorry. And so afterward, DiIulio found himself in a very difficult position where he got a lot of angry calls from the White House. He had to make a tough decision. DiIulio basically said, I'm sorry, and I won't speak further about the administration and about my time there. And it's interesting because O'Neill and I, just a month later after that story came out, had a discussion about DiIulio. And Paul sort of said, look, this is a pretty tough and nasty bunch. And he's looking at me and saying, Ron, John DiIulio's a young guy like you. O'Neill's an older fella. And I guess DiIulio had to make a tough choice. Could he afford a 50-year struggle with these guys, both personally and professionally? And I guess he decided he couldn't, so he pled for mercy. And then O'Neill sort of looks off for a minute and then turns to me and says, I think famously looking forward, but here's the difference. I'm an old guy and I'm really rich, so there's nothing they can do to hurt me.
Yes, afford. The word afford that you use there, in part literally, can you afford being a dissident for the next 50 years of your life?
It really has consequences, and that's something that's, I think, lost on many people outside of the Beltway. If you're seen as not a team player, as somebody who will maybe rather be right than an office holder, people, well, going forward says, well, maybe we won't have him on our team or her going forward now that we are assembling that team. And that's a real issue. And it gets right down to the specifics. You know, will you be on that advisory panel? Will you be called over to Hopkins for the big symposium? And I think it's interesting is that people have to make and are forced to make a very difficult decision. What's it worth to me to step up and say, frankly, I think this administration that I serve has gone mightily in a wrong direction. And I think what is often the break point is when a senior official thinks something illegal has been done. That's especially hard for them to swallow.
Ron Suskind, author most recently of The Way of the World. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.